This week, the people of Panama are remembering the victims of an incident involving the canal 50 years ago. It happened in January 1964. It was the height of the Cold War, and the Panama Canal Zone was still fully controlled by the U.S. then. The zone was, in effect, an American colony, with the U.S. government enforcing its own laws with its own police force. None of that sat well with many Panamanians, and there'd been numerous protests against American control of the waterway. Ashley Byrne has the rest of the story.
Following a series of riots a few years earlier, America had been trying to work out which national flag should be flown in the canal zone. President Eisenhower had ordered both should be flown side by side on the canal zone building. President Kennedy extended this order to include the entire area. But U.S. students objected, and in January 1964, officials ordered no flag should be flown. Angry Americans petitioned that their flag be flown at the Bilbao High School. Panamanian students got wind of it, and on the 9th of January, they entered the school determined to fly their flag too.
There was Panamanian students, about a busload or two of them, that were being held off by a handful of Canal Zone or colonial police.
Jose Ponce, whose father was a Mexican-American and mother Panamanian, lived in the Canal Zone at the time.
The students negotiated that they would leave if they were allowed to come proximity to the American flag pole with the American flag up and then sing their national anthem, and that they would leave. As the Panamanian students started singing, they drowned them out with the American anthem. And then the students decided that, hey, that was unfair, so we want to put our flag up. And there was just simply no way that that demand was going to happen.
This ignited tensions, and in the process, the Panamanian flag was torn. It's still not clear to this day who's to blame for that. The students refused to use buses to take them back into the capital, and Jose followed them as they walked en masse back into Panama City.
The masses were just throwing rocks and throwing stones and throwing Molotov cocktails.
American troops used high-pressure hoses and tear gas to break up these crowds.
By the evening, gunshots could be heard across Panama City. Phil Edmonston was 19 and a young infantry medic on duty that night.
There wasn't much light. I think the worst thing was that you were working in darkness a lot of the time, and we actually had to crawl around because we were being shot at, and there were just bullet holes everywhere. You're only 19 years old, and here you are in combat.
22 Panamanians and 4 U.S. soldiers were killed.
The dead were given a state funeral. President Chiari of Panama was there in person. He later charged the United States with unprovoked armed attack.
The U.S. claimed Panamanians were shot by their own countrymen who had been aiming at U.S. targets, while Panama insisted U.S. soldiers were responsible for all the deaths.
The 9th of January forever will live in my mind, mainly because I saw how a banal incident could translate into not only a change of regime or a change of policy, a change of politics, but a change of a country. And as Mandela was doing what he was doing, and Selma and King, Alabama and Martin Luther King were doing what they had to do, Panamanians, by accident, changed the history of the country.
In the 1970s, President Carter negotiated a series of treaties giving control of the canal to Panama, which led to the dissolving of the zone over a 20-year period. 50 years on, and Phil Edmonston says the memories of January 1964 are still raw.
Today, if you take a look at what happened then, you can go on the 4th of July Avenue, which was the front lines of the American side and the Panamanian side, and it's been called the Avenida de los Martires now, and you'll see the same bullet holes. They've never been changed. You've got huge bullet holes on the same slum area that exists. There's a constant reminder that there was a battle and that the Panamanians won it.
The students who died 5 decades ago are remembered with a public holiday across the country. The 9th of January is Martyrs' Day in Panama. For The World, I'm Ashley Byrne.